Hi everyone. In fact, this is the second let's talk that I'm doing today. So in this let's talk, I'm going to summarize a little bit one episode of Feel Good English podcast. In fact, I believe that this is, giving some brief summary from what you have heard and learned, is the very, very powerful thing to improve our English level. So, I wanted and decided to try it out. So, let's begin. The title of the episode is called Give and Take, and this is actually a name, the same name of some book. The book actually is called Give and Take. Yeah, and according to this episode, actually the episode itself is the summary. Yeah. The people are divided into three types of people. The first type is taker. What kind of person is a taker? Takers are usually care only about themselves, and they feel that the world is a competitive place and there are only a few things around, and they have to take as much as they can. You know, they're kind of selfish people. The second people are givers. Givers want to help others mostly. And the third type of people here are matchers. You know, matchers are between the two previous types. You know, it's a fair exchange according to this episode. I know they want to keep balance, not to give too much like the second people, and not to take too much, like a balance, so, okay? Matchers, they're called matchers. And according to the book and episode, the third group are the most logical people, and it's the most logical way, you know, not give too much and not take too much, fair exchange and keeping balance. But after that, he argues that givers often, you know, go ahead in their careers and go to the top position because they focus mostly on the greater good and helping others, and because of that they create a very great network of people that those people, you know, support these people, these giver people, you know, this kind of mutual way, you know, because he's a generous and they don't forget it, and they want to help them as well. They support him, they are behind him to support. And yeah, he says that maybe we have to change our mentality, that maybe giving more than we take is more useful. Yeah, and he says that, you know, always these people are kind of successful people. But he says that, that's right, that some givers are taken advantage of. But, yeah, the smart givers, actually. Yeah, and the last thing that is talked here is something called the powerless communication. Yeah, and according to the book, it's about, you know, instead of being aggressive and assertive in your language, we can succeed by, you know, let other people to talk and to give advice to you instead of you giving advice to themselves. Let them feel important, okay? Let them talk to you. Let them advise you, and by that you can, you know, succeed more. And yeah, that's it. That was the summarize of this episode, which was about 15 minutes. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for your listening. As I said, it's a very great way to improve our level of language, and I suggest you too to try it out. Yeah, thank you and have a good night. Goodbye for now.